In Jesus' name. We've all got a story to tell as Christians, and at Redeemer, we love to celebrate stories of faith, hearing how God's been working in our lives in the past and continues to in the present. We believe it's healthy and good to do that together as a church and to share in that. So this morning, Trey is going to come and share his story with us. So Trey, do you want to come on up? And we're really looking forward to hearing Trey's story. Let's give him a welcome.
Hi everyone. I've gotten to know a few of you over the past few weeks. If you haven't met me yet, my name is Trey Hauser. I grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee, in America, and I was raised in a Christian home. My family has been several generations of Christians. My parents, both their sets of parents, and all the great-grandparents I ever knew were all Christians as well. I have an older sister and a younger brother who are both Christians. My sister is actually in Honduras this summer to determine if she wants to be a full-time missionary. My brother is still pretty young, but he is learning and growing as well. But anyway, I was raised Christian, but my family never really sat me down and talked to me about God. They did bring me to church, and they lived Christ-like lives. They made themselves available and approachable. I just wasn't at a place where I understood that yet, and I just didn't get it. So I was a kid, so I didn't get a lot of things, and I was selfish, and I was in my own world, and I sought happiness in everything that I could. Video games, relationships, music, friends, things, social status. I tried everything except for God. I was especially attracted to relationships. You know, I'd find a girl I liked and would say all the things she wanted to hear and pull all the moves, you know, and, you know, do all the things that they wanted to see so I could maybe try to find some satisfaction in that. But after a while, I realized I wasn't going to find true satisfaction in that. What I needed was someone who could fully know me but also fully love me. So I don't necessarily have a single moment where I was saved, where I came to know Christ. It's just kind of been a process, and it still is. I'd say when I was around 12 years old, I started to learn about God and started to maybe understand some things and maybe try to live differently, but I didn't really understand why I was doing that until a few years later when I was about 15 or 16 years old. And over time, I began to learn more about God, but also to experience Him more. I had more moments where I had to rely on Him for strength, to endure hardship, for courage to do the right thing when it was hard, for courage to open myself to others, and for boldness to share what I believed with others. I used to struggle with the idea of what is God's will for my life. I used to think that it was, what career should I have? What should I study in school? What relationships should I have and not have? But as I grew and learned more about God, I realized that His will is very clearly explained in the Bible. His will for me is to be sanctified, to give thanks in all things, to deny myself and take up my cross and follow Jesus, to trust Him and to make disciples of Him. And that's just a few of the things that are God's will. So I started making changes to my life and my outlook, and I finally understood why. I finally understood that Christ had died to free me and empower me to know Him and to help others to come to know Him. That was God's will for my life. And so, like I said, I don't really have a clear moment where everything just clicked. It wasn't a light switch. It was more of a slow dimmer switch for me. I had lots of little moments where small things connected and made sense. But for the past few years, I've been growing in my faith and in my dependence on God. I learn more about Him every day. It's a continual reliance on Him in my battles against sin and in my personal ministry to others. It's a really, really continual process. Every day I'm made new. God puts me in places where I have to rely on Him and where I can grow and learn and be pushed out of my comfort zone, but still know that I can be comforted by Him. My favorite Bible verse is 1 Timothy 4:12. It says, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in faith, in love, and in purity." this verse has really encouraged me to take my faith seriously now and not just put it off to when I'm older and, you know, more grown up and have stability, but just take it seriously now and not take lightly the things of God. I'm young, but God has done so much for me and is doing so much through me that I just can't deny who he is and what he's done.
Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you've been holding on to Trey for his entire life, that there's never been a moment where he hasn't known that he is yours. Thank you for just so showing him such grace and love over his life, and we do pray that you'll continue to be revealing that to him every day, just the abundance of grace and love that you have for him and his life and those around him. In Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing two songs now. We're going to sing Jerusalem, which we learned last week, which kind of goes through Jesus' walk to the cross, which is really eye-opening. And we're going to sing a new song, Yet Not I, But Christ in Me, which hopefully will remind us that Jesus is our one and only true hope. And so I think it's quite easy to pick up, so come in when you're ready. Let's stand and sing.